Good morning. I'm Vin Ebnew. For the first time in 80 years, the Rabbinical College at the heart of Lakewood won't host Purim festivities, according to Rabbi Aaron Cutler, the school's CEO who spoke to the Asbury Park Press. An influential lobbying group advancing the religious and civil rights of the Orthodox Jewish community is urging a low-key Purim holiday in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Purim was an early signpost for the virus last year, and Lakewood leaders say they don't want that to happen again, so they're urging low-key gatherings. United Airlines is testing passengers for COVID at Newark Airport. The airline is hoping to be able to do 300 tests per day and announced that travelers needing test results for their destination will be able to book a test at the airport before they leave or when they arrive. As New Jersey passed 1 million first-dose COVID vaccines, the data released by Governor Murphy all seemed to trend in a positive direction. The rate of transmission is below 1. Hospitalizations are down. The number of deaths seems to have stabilized. But Murphy also cited electronic lab reporting issues as skewing the data. Murphy said the state is working with the labs now to correct the issues. New Jersey is a melting pot of people from different backgrounds, but there is still divide in the Garden State over race and racism. New Jersey has been proactive overall towards the goal of racial equality, explains Dr. Hetty Williams, assistant professor of African American Studies at Monmouth University. But the state sometimes reflects the divide found in our country, especially when it comes to equal opportunities and views on race.
We know that there is only a human race, and we need to understand that. And it almost has to become a mantra that we are all members of the human race and that each person should have access and opportunity.
Dr. Williams explains that we must learn from the past with regards to racism and accept the humanity of all people. One of the reasons people like going down to the Wildwood beaches in Cape May County is that they're free. But that may soon no longer be the case. The mayors of Wildwood, North Wildwood, and Wildwood Crest are considering implementing beach fees after this year. Beach fees would be implemented by an ordinance in each municipality. The mayor cite beach cleanups and paying employees as a couple of the reasons why there would be beach fees. In Sports Monday, Islanders skate by the Sabres 3-1. Knicks roll by the Hawks 123-112 behind Julius Randle's 44 points. Sixers fall to the Jazz 134-123. Nets take care of the Kings 136-125. Weather today, rain, and more rain. Gusty winds up to 20 miles an hour possible as well. Highs in the 50s today, though. Tonight, rain clears out, but lows around 20. I'm Vin Ebnew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.